Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark. We have what appears to be leaked body cam video from the federal agent that murdered Renee Good. And to me, this body cam footage confirms that that's exactly what happened. Interestingly, it was leaked to Alpha News, which I'm not familiar with, which appears to be a right-wing site, which just shows you how far gone the MAGA media is on all this, that they're gonna, that they think what I'm about to show you in some way exonerates this guy. Boy, it's the exact opposite to me. So it's a 47-second video. Fair warning, just because we know it happens to her, it is traumatizing to see it this close up. There's no blood or, you don't see anything graphic, but I did want to warn people. I'm going to go through it very slowly because this body cam footage, I think, gives us the best perspective on like what it felt like to be in that moment, in that scenario. I have from the start been of the view that like these frame by frame analysis of this is stupid because these guys had no business being in this neighborhood. They had no business pulling weapons or wearing masks or going after protesters who are exercising their First Amendment rights. Like which way she turned her wheel or whatever was like never really that important to me because this in a free country, a citizen of the state should not fear that agents are going to go surround her car when she's not breaking any laws and then shoot and kill her when she tries to leave. So that's my perspective on this. But I think that because there's a lot of discussion on this, because the vice president's obsessed with this, vice president has tweeted this exact video, as a matter of fact, I think it's important to go through it second by second because it reveals the most clearly to me that this was an intentional killing and that the perpetrator should be prosecuted. So let's do it. We start here just to kind of get your bearings. We're about 30 seconds before the ICE agent fires his weapon. He's walking around the vehicle with Renee Good in the driver's seat and her dog in the back seat. So let's watch a little bit. All right, so you can see there the ICE agent, Jonathan Ross, the one that kills Renee Good. Jonathan Ross gets out of the car. He sees the dog in the back seat of the Honda Pilot there. And then he walks around the front of the car, at which point, with her window down, Renee says to him, "That's fine, dude. I'm not mad at you." Very calmly, she smiles. Let's actually play that one more time. I think that's very important. 20 seconds after this, she's dead. She looks at him very calmly, window down, dog in the back of the car. "That's fine, dude. I'm not mad at you." So that does not seem like a menacing person at that point. This does not seem like, it's not like he comes around the car and it's somebody with a bunch of tattoos on his face, on their face, and they see a weapon, you know, in the driver's seat. You know, it's not somebody that's like raging, yelling at him, "Fuck you, ICE agent, I want to take you out." Like, none of that. Calmly, she smiles. "That's fine, dude." She says specifically, "I'm not mad at you." 20 seconds later, he kills her.
"Show your face. I'm not mad at you.
That's okay. We don't
change our plates every morning, just so you know. It'll be the same plate when you come talk to us later. That's fine. U.S. citizen, former fucking veteran. You want to come at us? You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy. Go ahead.
Out of the car. Get out of the fucking car.
Okay. So after Good tells Ross that she's not mad at him, he walks around the back of the car. He encounters someone else who's there with her. And she's a little bit more aggressive, tells him that she's a U.S. citizen. There's somebody shouting that they should take off their mask. And he comes back around towards his car, back towards the front of the vehicle, at which point she's saying, hey, big boy, go get some lunch, teasing him a little bit. She's obviously taping him. He's obviously taping her back. So like that's what happens the next 18 seconds. So he encounters Renee Good. She very calmly says she's not mad at him, indicates she wants to get out of there. He sees the dog. He sees the other person. There are other protesters that are shouting. There's some sirens. And he gets, teased a little bit. Who knows whether that affects his psyche, but he does get teased again. He gets called big boy by someone else, not the person he murders, but by someone else. And now the next 10 seconds is where tragedy ensues.
Get out of the car.
Oh,
fucking bitch.
Get
out of
the car. So you hear in the distance, the other officers approaching Renee Good, and they are shouting, the one guy that I can hear, they're shouting, get out of the car, get out of the car. Ross comes to join them. He walks in front of the car. Okay, he was off to the side. He walks right in front of the car, and you can see clearly on his body cam footage that he can see the driver. Now I want to pull up this one frame. He can see two things clearly. Number one, Ross is in front of the car, and he can see Renee Good turning the wheel. Okay, she's turning the wheel, not towards him. Right, he's right in front of the car. If she wanted to ram him over, she would have just pressed on the gas and she could have rammed him over right there. Okay. But she wasn't doing that. She was turning the wheel to turn away from him. He can see that. It's right there. We can just see it. It's point blank. The windshield isn't dirty. It doesn't have sleet on it. Like, he can see very clearly Renee Good, right before she dies, turning the wheel away from him while he's standing right in front of her. He can also see that this other woman is trying to get in the car. Right. So again, like, it's not a situation where it's like, oh, these are agitators. They're both in the car and they are revving their engines and trying to come after them. No, it's like the passenger is trying to get in the car. The dog is in the back seat. The car is stopped. She's turning the wheel. He can see that clearly right before he shoots her. So let's watch the last few seconds. In the last few seconds, you see his body can get jarred. You hear the three gunshots, and you see the car pull away. And then what do you hear?
Fucking bitch.
Fucking bitch. That's what Jonathan Ross, or one of the other ICE agents, says about Renee Good after they execute her in the head. They shoot her three times and kill her with her dog in the back seat, with her kids' toys in the passenger seat. They shoot her three times in the head and then say, fucking bitch. Fucking bitch. You're telling me that's not a murder? We walk off after the car and let her bleed out. You're telling me this guy was scared for his life, by the way? I want to play this one more time. I want to play it at full speed, at real life speed, not slow-mo, not frame by frame, real life speed. I want to play this one more time, starting from the moment where he starts walking in front of the car to when he sees her turn the wheel to when he shoots her and murders her. Let's watch it one more time.
Get out of the car. Get out of the car.
Are you fucking kidding me, you wusses? And all you tough guys on the internet, all you alpha macho guys, this car isn't even moving. Like, this car is barely moving. You're scared of this? You had to shoot three times? I mean, this is something you do with like your teen kid who's screwing around. You kind of like press the gas a little bit while they're not getting in the car. Like you're afraid that you're gonna die in that moment. Let's watch it again.
Get out of the car. Get out of the car.
You're telling me this guy was afraid he was going to die? Like, the car is barely moving. Like, even if it did hit him, you just kind of move off to the side. Like, she had no space. It's not like there's any space for her to jam on the gas and run him over and trample him. Like, how big of wimps are all you people that are defending this and saying that this guy had legitimate fear for his life in that moment? Like, what? Do you guys get scared walking down the street in a neighborhood when cars are going 15 miles an hour? Are you jumping behind the bushes to try to get away from them? Like, how do you guys live a life? How do you survive in society if you're so scared and you're so trigger happy that you have to shoot somebody when their car is moving, like, 3 miles an hour, 2 inches in front of you? Like, what was the worst thing that's going to happen to this guy? Like, it's like some bruised quad, an adductor strain. Like, are you shitting me? These fucking people are gaslighting us into thinking that this guy had to murder someone in this moment. My friend Michael Fanone got his ass beat at the Capitol. He got his ass beat. People were tasing at them. People were hitting them with poles. There was a mob trampling them. They didn't kill a single person outside. People trying to compare this to Ashley Babbitt. What happened inside? Like, Sicknick, who's dead now. Like, these Capitol Police got trampled. They didn't kill anybody. This guy was scared because when he saw the wheelchair in the car going 2 miles an hour right in front of him. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, cops put themselves on the line every day. The cops are in more danger than this every day across this country. Every day. Okay? It's a hard job. It's a real job. I respect people that do law enforcement. Okay? Do it the right way. Want to serve their community. Want to protect people. I have nothing but respect. All right? This is a scary country. A lot of weapons are everywhere. Okay? I get it. If you're a cop, and it's like, you're in an unknown situation. You're walking into a, you know, a drug den. You know, you're walking into a house where you have a warrant where there's gang activity. You don't know if people behind that door are carrying weapons. All right. You know, you're pulling over a car and the suspect has, you know, it to be a violent criminal. Come out to the window. I understand that sometimes the cops have to live in fear. That's scary. This wasn't fucking scary. There was nothing scary about this situation. This lady told him, she was like, dude, I'm not mad at you 20 seconds earlier. A 37-year-old lady in a beanie, in a Honda Pilot, with stuffies in the passenger seat. You thought this lady was a crazed murderer? She talked to you. She just talked to you. I will not be fucking gaslit by these people. And I will not calm down the rhetoric and tone it down and be like, oh, you got to understand the other perspective. Jonathan Ross murdered her. She talked to him calmly, said, dude, I'm not mad. Other agents stormed her car. She was afraid. He walks around to the front. She turns her wheel to get away from him. You can see that clearly. He can see it clearly. She goes to get away from him. Like, you hear a sound. Like, maybe, again, maybe it did bump into him. Not good, by the way. She should get there should be punishment for that. Okay. You can't not listen to cops. All right. You can't bump into a cop with your car. You can't do that. There should be a punishment for that. But the punishment shouldn't be summary execution on the street. About getting like a little bumper car, Nick, at worst case scenario, at 2 miles an hour. And like, seriously, I've seen more violent attacks at the bumper cars at Carousel Gardens than that. All right. Like, this is fucking insane. Okay. I will not abide any efforts to be like, oh, you have to feel bad for this guy, or, oh, shoot, it was a tough call in this moment. We all are watching this. This is not a tough call. if I'm carrying a weapon and I just talked to a 37-year-old lady and a Honda Pilot and she said, I'm not mad at you, dude, smiled. And then some other people start yelling at her and she goes to turn her car away from me. And it's like right in front of me and she's going 2 miles an hour. I'm not going to take out my fucking weapon and shoot her in the head 3 times. And then call her a fucking bitch after I killed her. He orphaned her child, then called her a fucking bitch after he killed her. No. We do not have to accept this. People should protest peacefully, should speak out about this, but do not let Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and Kristi Noem and these thugs try to convince you that this is anything other than murder. Because that's what it is.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.